long life, happiness, and honor. Chong was a minor official in the county government. He was upright and honest. He had a kind heart and did many kind deeds. Even though his post did not pay much, he often went to the butcher's shops. There, he bought animals that were to be slaughtered. He then took them home and raised them. He had lots of children and grandchildren, which for Chinese people is the best possible luck. He never wasted any money. So, as the years went by, he saved quite a bit of money. Whenever he could, he bought animals from the butchers before they were killed and took them home to raise. When these animals died of old age, he always buried them very carefully. Chong grew old too and retired. He spent his old age taking care of his children, his grandchildren, and his animals. The neighbors thought he was nuts, but he did not mind. He taught his children to respect all life, and he never let them kill any animal. The whole family was vegetarian. Because he was a vegetarian and had saved many lives, when he was very old, Chong was still as healthy and lively as a person much younger. When he was over 100 years old, he was still radiantly healthy. His eyes were clear, his skin was bright, his hair was black and shiny. One day, he called the whole family together. When his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren had all gathered before him, he told them, "During my lifetime, I have saved many animals. Because of this, I have accumulated much merit for you. Today, the palace of heaven has sent for me. In the future, the Chong family will prosper. You will all live long lives. After I leave you, always remember my teaching. Never kill any living creature." When he finished, the whole family heard music that seemed to be coming down from heaven. They had never heard such beautiful music. It sounded so glorious that it must not have come from this earth. It seemed to be coming closer and closer. All of Chong's children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren looked up to see where the music was coming from. But they didn't see anything. When they looked down again, Chong was sitting in his favorite chair, looking happy, but he had stopped breathing. He had died peacefully without any illness. Local officials heard this amazing story. When they had authenticated it, they reported to the emperor. He honored Chong's spirit by promoting him to a higher rank. Chong's descendants never forgot his teaching. They lived long, happy lives, and never killed a living creature or ate a bite of meat.